Everybody get naked.
Oh, that did not try to work the way I was.
You don't have to take your clothes off.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We saying what we want. Give it to you, not a scum. Any place, any time. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Well, hey there, and hello, everybody. Good morning, Australia. This is Uncensored Radio, and I am one of your hosts, Jeffrey. Alongside of me tonight, we have the crazy, insane person, and he's Looney Tony, and I can't believe that he's back for a little visit. Mr. Mike J., how you doing?
Well, you know, I was waiting for you to call me unflappable, because I love to be called unflappable, but I'm doing good there, darling. Top of the morning to you.
Oh, my Lord. All right, tonight we also have Fritz, Frida, Freddy. How you doing?
The three of us are the same. Crazy. People are going to start sending me, like, medicines for this.
It's possible. And last but not least, of course, we have the fabulous Miss Debbie. How you doing?
I'm doing good, honey. How is everybody else doing?
I am good. I'm cold, but I'm doing good.
Hey,
yeah,
at least you're not under 6 feet of snow.
Well,
oh,
I'll
no
tell you, my
shit.
In-laws are. My in-laws are. And you guys know, like, we did our photo shoot over the weekend. We taped a little video, which is never going to see the light of day, unless we could pull some clips.
Well,
I'm not for certain. And here's the thing. We had just got back from Buffalo Sunday, and my mother-in-law, excuse me, she called and was like, "Ooh, you picked the wrong day to leave." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And then she sends me a photo, and all you can see is the top of her mailbox.
Yeah,
they're
it's
buried.
Really bad.
Joe's father was, like, standing in the snow up to his waist, and they brought my we got her a sign for her birthday that said free snow here. So she mounted it to a stick and put it by the side of her house out by the road. I was like, "That is fresh, woman." And,
well, at least
she was
saying she wishes you got stuck there.
Well, right.
They
well, because we were just, they were drinking the scotch without me by the fireplace, and they know my favorite thing is to go out there at the holidays, sit by the fireplace, and drink some scotch, you know, or the vino, whichever, whatever there's more of.
I'm sipping some bourbon right now.
Ooh, fabulous. But the storm is crazy, so we got to send some love to all of them. Because they are over there buried. You saw about the basketball kids? They got stuck on the throughway.
Yeah,
they
got off after 24 hours. Some people died.
Yeah, it's crazy. And this is like the second time I can think of in the last couple of years that they got hammered out there. People got stranded on the throughway. And, you know, they got buried. And I'm just, like, wondering, like, how does this even happen? Like, I know there was an accident, but why are we not having people do that illegal U-ey before we get 4 feet of snow and they can't drive their vehicles anywhere? And why are we not getting these folks off the thruway? You would think New York, with all the money we pay to be on the thruway, would be a little bit more prepared for, I don't know, a blizzard?
Jeffrey, they were getting 4 inches an hour. You wouldn't leave if you were getting 4 inches an hour.
Well, but the thing is, okay, you've got that hour. So 2 hours, you get it. Like, you know you got to start moving people's ass off the highway.
Yep.
If there's an accident and you've got people stranded, it is time to have them do U-ees and get them the hell out of there.
Well, they
had a bunch of
trucks that were pulled over or whatever because they couldn't go anywhere because they couldn't see. And, you know, a lot of the trucks have the bunk heaters in there, but they have to start their trucks up every now and then.
Right.
But it was like, holy shit. Let's get the plows out there
with the big lights and have them follow the plows to get off the highway. Like, we need to get these, like, there needs to be a better action plan about what are we going to do with a blizzard. This is New York. We don't have earthquakes. We don't really normally get hurricanes.
Good for them to get out there and plow because the snow was coming so fast they couldn't
Right, but
keep
I'm
up
talking about
them.
To just get them off the fucking road so they're not sitting on that highway and people are dying and freezing their ass off because It's just, it's not good. Like, we need to have better plans. I'm just, I feel like I pay to be on this road. You need to have a plan. Because if it starts
going
like
I'll
that.
Well, I'll say this much about it. I mean, you know, if there was someone I had a certain crush on or something and I wanted to have an excuse to get kind of close to him, my ass is going to go drive on the New York Thruway when it's banned so we could get stranded and have no choice but to snuggle up next to each other to keep warm.
Remind, we do not get into a car with Michael if the weather is looking bad.
No, I agree with you.
Now, if Michael was here Sunday, maybe he could have seen that photo that I saw. But, Fritz, remind me tomorrow to show you a little photo. So, okay, kids, what
one
you guys
photo.
Don't know. So if there is tomorrow night is College Thursday. So we'll free to lay at Trex in Syracuse. So if you're in town, Mr. Mike J.
Fritz will be there too.
Yeah. Fritz, of course, because the show is with Fritz.
No, he won't be there.
Just Frida. We're
well,
totally
Frida,
making
halfway
it
through
appearance.
The show, she leaves, and then Fred comes out.
okay.
And, you know, the listeners know that have been listening to the show, I don't go out very often. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to go make an appearance. We're going to, you know, I'm going to bug my Frida. But I was thinking maybe we could auction off Michael tomorrow and make some money. What do you think?
We could try.
I think, well, I told him to wear, he has these pink underbreeches. You know, he's got some cojones, or some chones, that are like fluorescent
really?
Pink. That show off the reason why, you know, he was named Donkey on this show. So I'm saying, like, I'm thinking we could raise money and we could take this show to Florida for the winter. I don't know.
Well, hey.
You wouldn't get that much money.
Wouldn't get the, oh, it's not really a donkey? It was,
oh,
it,
no,
it's like
a donkey.
A cartoon?
Oh, my God.
Like Eddie Murphy donkey? Or like Shrek donkey?
Oh, my.
Listen,
too much information. Look, all I'm going to say is you're going to be like, oh, dear, what do I do with that? Burp it? Because there's nothing else. It's just, it's the way it rolls.
Don't
anybody that's listening to the show knows. Like, that's why we got donkey sounds. Katrina is known for her, hee-haw, hee-haw. Like, it's just donkey. It is crazy.
Listen, like with all animals, donkeys like to be pets.
Be careful, they spit.
Oh
they
God.
Do. If you pet them too much, they spit.
This is what we're working
oh
with, kids.
Lord.
The show has hit the gutter within 7 minutes. But you know.
Yeah.
And that's not the record. That is not
so,
the record.
We got to talk about it. We did this little photo shoot. We got everybody in the regular cast, the weekly cast together that's in New York. We all got together on Sunday and did some fabulous little photos. And I thought it was great. It was the first time that Fred and Vera and Katie and Debbie have all met at the same
mm-hmm.
time.
Well, I met Fred before.
Right.
Yeah, it was fun.
But now, what did you
we
think?
Sat around,
like,
I drank a gallon of wine.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
It was fabulous.
And that was just one glass.
I do tend to have a little big of a glass. It's a little crazy.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see the pictures, though.
Oh, don't you guys, now, did you think anybody looked different than what you think they'd look like? Because I feel like when you're doing radio, you hear somebody and you're like, oh. And then you have this image in your head of what they look like, and then you meet them and you're like, well, that's not what I thought.
I had met Katie once before a long time ago, but I'd forgotten. So when I saw her, I recognized her. Now, Vera, I'd never seen before. And I'm not sure. Her voice sounds so different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I think it throws people, like, you know, I remember one time when they had that chat thing. I think I was telling you about it. You know, this guy sounded, it was just sounded fabulous. And then we met, and I was like, oh, dear. Oh, this
oh,
is not going
to
work.
Katie, she's not here, but I mean, I'm kind of hoping for this.
Oh, the... I know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting to.
Okay, the other thing is you can't turn the damn thing off.
Mike, it is a new thing on the show. We're on baby countdown. Like, out of all the things we've counted down for it on the show, I never thought it'd be baby countdown. And, like, we're waiting to give birth live on air.
Yeah, that's That's definitely a new one. I think you've taken the show in a more family-oriented direction.
Speaking of babies, did anybody catch that quick foreign YouTube video that was on Facebook of a lady giving birth?
No.
I don't know. It popped up on my screen, and first I'm like, what is that? It was like this spray of ugh that hit like this, look, it came at the screen, then the camera pulled back, and it was a full-on view of an open VV there getting ready to pop one out. And I was like,
really?
Oh, my eyes. I was hurt. I was traumatized.
I always try to get
like,
Mike.
I was like, oh, good Lord.
Mike's the same way. But you did watch because, you know, we love Ricky Lake, and she's been on the show. She's a friend of the show. We love her to death. And she came on, and we were talking about her documentary, The Business of Being Born. And it, you watch her give birth, and, like, Ricky Lake's in the bathtub. Her breasts are
sure
out.
Do.
You know, you see everything. Like, you see all of Ricky Lake. And, you know, you see Lake's Lake. And it's just... But it's so beautiful, Freddie. I don't see the beauty in it.
You know, I gave up on that stuff. You know, 17 years ago when I came out was the last pussy I saw. I really don't want to see another one, whether there's a baby coming out or not. So,
I always like to tell everybody, you know, because I like what Rosie Perez says on The View is that she's a recovering Catholic, and you know, I gave it up for Lent a couple decades ago, and I just you know forgot to pick it back up.
I gave it up for Lint. I don't know.
But Mike, on the other hand, like he's known to go back and forth. We've got this thing going because him and the Midge, who's a friend of the show, she's actually going out with us tomorrow too. So make sure you guys are checking out myuncensoredradio.com. I'm turning into Barbara Walters, Mike, by the way. They all make fun of me because I'm constantly plugging something or mentioning a website or a Twitter handle or a
so
Facebook
dirty.
Page.
Now,
that's
if you
okay.
start rambling on incoherently and start drooling, we're going to piece you out and give you a nice farewell.
Well, as long as I get the compensation package, I'm good.
I think the comparable for us, compared to ABC, maybe walk away with $10 and honey-baked ham.
Well, I take the ham. You know, they're expensive, and Christmas is coming, which I have to tell you guys. So now where we did the photo shoot, there's another refrigerator plugged in because I've gotten a new hoarding thing going, which is just not good. So Wegmans in New York, I know everybody has different grocery stores, but in New York we have a Wegmans. And they have turkeys on sale for 49 cents if you buy $25 worth of groceries, okay? So I'm up to like 8 birds. I got a 28-pound bird, and then I'm like, I don't even have a pan to put this bird in to cook it for Thanksgiving. So now I've got a chest freezer that is filled with birds, and it's overfilled to the point where I had to start putting the birds in the other refrigerator in the basement. And I'm not stopping. I keep buying more birds, and my mother's buying more birds. Like, but then the lady at the grocery store tells me, you know, because I'm like, I was only supposed to get $25 worth and get my birds. She's like, well, you know, the birds included in the $25. I was so pissed because the last, like, 4 times I've gone to buy a bird, I've spent
usually
like
you
100...
have to buy 25, then the bird.
No, the bird's included in
the
25.
Then you get the bird at the price. Oh,
yeah, no.
I
didn't know. As long as your total bill is $25, you get the bird for 48 cents, whatever it is. But I was so mad because I've, like, spent, like, $400 in groceries in the last week because, you know, I go and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to get the – and then I keep buying all this crap. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? But the pantries never look so full, and the freezers are just popping. So, you know, I'm ready for the winter. Come on. I got a propane stove, so I'm in business.
Okay, your pantry is always full. If there is one thing that you can count on, if you ever go to Mama's house, Mama Jeffrey,
his liquor cabinet
is
full.
Pasta sauce. If there is nothing else, there are at least 6 jars of tomatoes, the diced tomatoes, tomatoes with onions, tomato paste.
Yeah, there's no
tomato
jar.
Sauce.
I do get
yeah.
the cans, so I can make the sauce. Well, because you never know when you're gonna have company over that night, and you know maybe sometimes you got to put on a pot of sauce real quick and let it simmer for the 8 hours. So I like to keep you know enough to make a few pots of sauce just in case, because you never know. I like to be stocked up.
Speaking of stocking up, I'm just looking here and it shows snowed-in Buffalo residents loot an abandoned Doritos truck.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Now, see, there's something wrong with me, because Doritos sound great, but I would be more excited if it was like the Perry's ice cream truck, because I don't know if you guys know this, but Perry's ice cream, and I'm assuming, is that a national brand? Is it national? I guess I don't even really know. I should call Joe's father, because he used to work for them. But they, which I've been in their, like, little factory, you know, where they have all the ice cream and everything, and it's cold as shit in there, and the workers get free ice cream. Hello, best job ever, right? I would rather loot the Perry's ice cream truck in the blizzard. Like, all my friends, like, oh, we're going to go get coffee. It's, like, 10 degrees outside, and I'm getting a Frappuccino. Like, I'm just that bitch. I got problems. And then, you know, if you're going to raid the Doritos truck, you need, like, some kind of salsa or something. Like, it's kind of sad. Like, yo, so if you're listening and you raided the Doritos truck, come on over to Mama's and I'll make you up some seven-layer dip or something. I'm just saying. But if you're listening to the show, you're in the chat room, welcome. If you're new, take a little second, register, join the chat room, type away. Debbie's checking out the chat room. You can chat with her. Or if you've got something to say about what we're talking about, call into the show, 323-417-6705. And if you miss any part of tonight's show, or if we go over and you lose connection, you can always catch up with the rest of the show on demand anytime at myuncensoredradio.com, where you can also check out My Uncensored Talk with Karen Ashley. She's got some fabulous episodes up there. We've got Michelle Nichols is up there, who you guys know is Uhura from Star Trek. She just did a fan show for the fans of Power Rangers. It's a great episode. If you loved Power Rangers, you want to go check out that fan show. She did Austin St. John. She's done pretty much the whole cast of Power Rangers. If you watched the show and you loved them, they're on there. Make sure you go check that out. Click those ads. And share. You like our stuff? You like our archives? Share it on your Twitter. Share it on your Facebook page. Send it in the email. You know, you could write your grandmother a little letter and be like, you know, turn this on your iPads. You want us on the go? Download us on iTunes. Subscribe to us over there, and you can listen to us on your car ride to work, just like we're a morning show, especially if you're in Australia. I'm just saying. Hi, Luke. Anything else I need to plug right now? No. Okay. So, and make sure you're checking out the blogs, because Debbie and I just did a little vlog. It's on the YouTube channel.
Oh, my God.
Which is what, Michael? Michael?
Michael!
Yeah. Oh, I got the plug.
What's the YouTube channel?
Well, you can search for it through, just go to YouTube and put in My Uncensored TV, or if you'd like to type things out the old-fashioned way, it's youtube.com/myuncensoredradio. Little confusing.
Yeah, so go there. You can see all of Karen's videos. You can see our past videos, my past blogs. You can see the one Debbie and I just did.
Oh my God, that was horrible.
Yeah. Well, I'm totally going to do one tomorrow while I'm getting ready to go out to see Fritz, and then hopefully I'm going to get a little video at the show, and we'll get the audience going maybe a little bit, Fritz. What you think?
We should.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, we should. And I got something else to plug, too, there, Jeffrey.
Oh, I love a good plug.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. No, this weekend I am doing the show tomorrow night on Thursday at Tracks in Syracuse, but I'm also traveling up to Messina, New York, doing a show with one of the girls up there whose birthday, and I'm co-hosting a show up at the Moose Lodge in Messina, my first time at the Moose Lodge, all the way up there with Brandy Nicole, and if she happens to hear this, happy birthday this weekend. And then Saturday night, it's the 9th annual show that I've done at the SUNY Potsdam. I've been there for nine years.
Get hammered up there.
I hope to get hammered when I'm up there.
I'm not talking about that kind of hammered.
The weather forecast looks good. The weather forecast actually looks good for it's going to be 25 and sunny on Friday.
Oh, fabulous. Thank God for the sun, honey.
Monday, it's like 56.
Good Lord. Well, at least you're going out all over, Fritz. I didn't know you would travel so much.
Oh, yeah. I even made it to Auburn, or Senate.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm a little more concerned about this Moose Lodge. Like, is it like one of those Moose Lodge club things? Like, they allow drag queens up in there? How does this work?
They've been doing, I guess, the show up there for a while, so.
Like a regular, like weekly one?
Not weekly, no. They just do them periodically, so.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was another one up there in Plattsburgh was going on Amber Sky puts a show on up there for a while, too, for several years now. But I can't remember the location of that one, so I apologize,
nice.
Amber, if you happen to hear this.
Crazy. Well, I'm excited. You're going to have to take lots of pictures and put them on our website of your travels. And, you know, maybe you could take your little fancy phone there, turn it sideways, and do a little video when you're there with the girls. I'm just saying.
Well, we can try that, sure.
A little behind the scenes in the workroom, you know, just don't show anybody, like, in their 90 pairs of pantyhose that may or may not happen to have a stench to them. And, you know, it's a little bit horrible because did you see the little screen caption that the bitch put on like 2 weeks ago on my Facebook wall and tagged Madison in? Madison, for those of you that haven't listened in a while, Madison used to be a host on the show. And Madison did this video when she was in college, a little documentary about her life.
Oh, I have
like
a copy of that.
Yeah, me too. Duct tape
high
and
heels
or
tape.
Something. Yeah.
Duct tape and high heels.
Well, of course, so everybody's over the other night. And what do they want to watch? That fucking video. And, of course, my horrible ass, it's when I had the purple wig before I got really skinny, is up on there doing, like, Britney Spears Christmas something or another. I'm like, oh, my Lord. But then we get to the credits, and the bitch spelled Whoopi wrong. Like, paging Whoopi Goldberg, hello. How do you spell Whoopi?
W-H-O-O-P-I.
There's an H in there, right?
W-H-O-O-P-I-E.
No, E, just I. I'm like, hello. Like, I was so offended because they spelled it like Whoopi Cushion. Like, I think they did W-O-O-P-I-E. And then it's like, no, it was not Cushion. It was Cushion, bitch. I'm French.
Cushion. C-H-C-H-I-O-N.
Like, I mean, I'm not French, but Whoopi's French. I'm Italian, and Whoopi's French.
And you're not
just
French.
Right.
You are Louisiana. Baru's French.
I know that's right. Oh, Lord. And then I'm pretty sure at some point over the weekend I may have committed to coming out in drag if something happens, but I don't know what that was,
Ooh.
So I'm going to pretend it didn't happen.
Oh,
I just put out,
remember. Ooh, Jeffrey.
I don't.
I just put on the Facebook.
Oh,
I just put the
what do we need to do
Facebook
to make this happen? I think
in.
Whoopi needs to come out.
Look at Whoopi to come out means I have to shave the beard. Though, I'm telling you, every morning, you know, I shake my ass off. I pull my neck out, but I shake my ass off and practice my lip sync so that, God forbid, for some reason I ever, like, you know, just get a little crazy, hit my head or something, have a seizure and decide that I have to go and perform, I can at least catch up with my lip syncs and have some songs prepared. Now, it is a little harder, though, dancing in heels than it is barefoot in the shower when you're all wet and you feel sexy, even if you're not, you know, you feel it. So it should be interesting, especially, you know, because there used to be this other big drag queen that used to go out and she would do these little hand gestures. You know who I'm talking about, Fritz? Can you figure it out? And she had this
gestures.
Little thing with her hands where they kind of flopped back and forth, like she put them together and did a little twist thing with them. And you would have thought the bitch did a cartwheel. Everybody lost their mind. I'm like, so the 300-pounder can twist their arms. Great for her.
I'm trying to remember who that was.
Red dress, did a lot of opera. Oh, I'm going to say.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
She's
God,
like,
Elizabeth is no longer a big 350-pound girl. Elizabeth is now a slender person.
Oh, got the sleeve, did she?
I don't know what she did. I know she's doing very well. I can't remember all of it, but you can find her on Facebook. I'll give you her name off the
video. No, I'm good. No, I'm still a little bitter over the time I was selling shots and I was accosted in between the bar and, like, the wall
right
there
awesome.
At the end of the bar.
She drove the Eliza bus, and she brought them all in.
No, see, my thing is, it's like, if you don't know me, I'm not really big on the touching. Like, I don't mind, you know, a little hug or whatever. But do not grab me by my shoulders and plant one on me. How do you not remember this? I, like, dropped the shot tray and everything. Like, I was horrified.
I don't remember.
Like, I can just remember Anthony, like, staring at me, and I was like... And
I thought you liked to be grabbed
I,
by the shoulders.
No, like he just grabbed me by the shoulders and like kissed me, and I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh, he probably wanted you.
I like flipped out on him, and like he took off crying and ran out of the bar, and everybody's like, how could you be so mean? And I'm like, I do not care. Like, no, bitch, no. No, that was almost because we talked about it on the show, Madison. I had beef because that bitch, somebody came up to me and said, the reason why Madison says you don't like him is because you wanted to date him and you turned him down, or he turned you down.
Ooh.
I was like, oh, did he? No. I'm like, and I've always said this, I've ripped him apart. I'm like, honey, not on your best and my worst. It's just not something that's going to ever happen. Like, there's not enough liquor at the bar for that to even, no. It's just not an option. So don't even think it. I don't know what, no. And he's like, I never said that. I'm sure you didn't, boo. But we love Madison. It's all worked out now. But anyway.
If anybody seems to call in, I did put the phone number up on Facebook and said if you're in the Buffalo area or whatnot or you want to call, tell us about the weather to call. So.
Oh, yeah. We love a good blizzard, honey. But I am going to be a little bit more concerned. If there's any snow tomorrow, Fritz, I may not make it because I don't know if I'm going to get in a car with Michael because he's going to be trying to shacken up with my husband. I know that's how he does.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Him and Joey got a thing. He doesn't like to admit it, but I know it. Because I don't even call Mike to invite him over to do anything anymore because Joey does, and Michael will come running. I call him, he'll be like, But Joey calls, and Mike's like, I'll be there in 15.
It takes 30 minutes at least to get to your house.
It takes about 40 minutes for me from...
Well, Mike lives over in, like, a fancy apartment complex over by the mall, so he's a little closer. So I know we've got so many crazy things to talk about, so let's talk about them. What do you say? Let me find my little notes here. Okay. So how do we feel? Because we've got Mike, who's single. Freddie, you're in, like, a long-term partnership kind of thing. Marriage, kind of. Right, without the whole marriage thing.
Without the marriage, but 16 and a half years, it's a long time.
Yeah, and Debbie's married. So how do we feel about our other half having friends, like obviously for us, because three guys on the show right now are all gay, same-sex friends, and like Debbie, how do you feel about like the hubby having like a best female friend? Like, are we okay with
really
that?
Care.
You shut it down? Like, you never cared?
It doesn't bother me. Do you want to know? You got to learn to trust. And the majority of my sales, of my friends, are of the male species. Sometimes women are a little bit too bitchy.
Like,
I don't know
I
any
love
other
that she
way
said
to put it.
Male species, like, you know, like there's males and then there's Mike J. the donkey.
Donkey.
No, I mean, you know, the majority...
Well, you got a donkey, a beer can, Jeffrey.
Say,
what do you got?
The majority of my friends are males. And I have a few that are female that I'm very close with. But the majority of the time, I don't know.
I have no problem with people having other friends.
Like,
you
no matter what, like, the sex, like, you've never, like, had to worry about it, like...
Oh, no, I want to watch. Wait, what?
Different kind of relationship, a little bit.
Well, bad.
What about you, Mike? How do you feel about, like, if you got a boyfriend and, like, his best friend was a guy and he was gay, and how would you feel?
You know, honestly, me, knowing me, I would... probably try to not let it get to me, but I'd be snooping through the phone. You know, I'd be a little concerned, especially if it
was
a new relationship.
If they've known each other for years before. If they've known each other for years before and they were friends long before you came in.
That might be different. I think I would probably have an easier time with that than I would if I had been with someone and all of a sudden they started hanging out with this new friend. If they, you know, where they've been friends before, Yeah. I'd probably still would be a little bit like, oh, you know, you spend an awful lot of time, you know, but I would probably be a little bit more relaxed about it because it had been something that had always been going on versus, like, if I had been with someone for, like, a year and then all of a sudden they have this quote-unquote new best friend, you know, I might be a little bit like, you know, hey, what's going on?
Well, I think that's actually a whole different conversation because I think in the context that I had thinking was, like, the friend they had. So I think that's an even interesting conversation. Like, what if they get a new friend?
You know, I think
don't like new friends.
It depends on what you do for a living. If you're in a more male-dominant career, the majority of your friends are going to be males. But if you're
I'm a mechanic by day.
Well, no, I mean, because I was in the transportation business for, you know, almost 21 years. That is prominently all male. And when you go to a warehouse, it's prominently all male. You're in the military. I mean, the military is better than it used to be, but it's still prominently male. So,
right, now,
you
here's
know,
a good question.
Kind of, you know, you, that's
crossing
who you're
maybe.
What you got, Freda?
No, my thought is, you know, you said that the trucking industry is predominantly male, and you were female in that. And when you were doing that, was there a lot of misperception that because you were in that situation that you might have been a lesbian in that situation?
The first impression that most people got when they seen me is they wanted to see my driver's license because they didn't think I was old enough. And then...
Okay.
You know,
did you have the lesbian do then, the pixie cut?
Yeah, no, actually my hair was longer, but it was.
I love her hair right now.
You have to.
No, I do too.
It's as hard as any male does in that field, and because of the size of my arms and my neck, automatically you are not you're not straight. You know, and it's. It just kind of pisses me off is that, you know, people are out there and they got this conception of if you are a male and you're driving, that every time you stop, you're screwing somebody, and that's not it. The majority of the time you stop, you're going in, you're eating, taking a shower, and going to bed. And then the same with the females is you, it's just that it's real hard being a female in the trucking because the conceptions that they have is either you're gay, or, you know, it's you're an easy piece of ass, and that's not the case. You know, and it's kind of hard to find somewhere safe to park when it's time to go to bed. You know, it's crazy.
That would freak me out. Just for that alone, I'd go broke because I'd be staying at the Holiday Inn. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't sleeping in nobody's truck. I don't care how nice it is.
Well, you know, it's... I just learned I had a stick that I used to carry that was my tire thumper. and I did hit my tires with my tire thumper, but it was also something that could protect you at night, you know. And I used to go to Newark, New Jersey 4 times a week, and where I would deliver was in the worst part of Newark. But you want to know, I never had anybody bother my truck.
I, however, did
have my window shot out in Youngstown, Ohio.
Well, Ohio is a little scary. You know, like, I don't know if it is now, but a couple of years ago, it was like the meth capital of the country. It's a little frightening.
It depends on where you go, though.
Woof. Ohio is just not my friend. I don't care for that or South Carolina. South Carolina, I get
it. I went to Ohio in 2007 to do a show in Columbus for... Chi-Chi Salsa. Remember her?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, of course.
Went and did a show there for one of their you know, their gunslinging things. What are those called? The ones that twirl the guns and all that stuff.
Cowboys?
No, you know, the ones that do the shows.
Oh,
and the gunslinging. Color Guard.
The marching band. Yeah, Color Guard.
Yeah, the guard. Well, I went there to do a show, and of all people from when we get there, you know that of which we do not speak?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who that of which we do not speak?
Yeah.
Showed up and contacted while we were there. Oh, heard you're in town. Oh, my God. How'd you find us? Knock wood.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, I can't. I just, no.
And I said it, so now she'll show up because it happened about last year. spoke about, and all of a sudden standing next to me at the show, at the bar. Scared the hell out of me.
I think it makes for a fun show, man.
Well, tomorrow night's going to be awesome. I got a good show. You'll see some new characters you've never seen before, Jeffrey.
And we're going to be there, so, I mean, it can't get any better. And I'm telling you right now, if any bitch comes out and she's trashy, you know I'm going to have a hard time with it. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I hate it when boys get out there and just lip-sync the words.
Oh, well, look out. There might be a few of that.
Oh,
I got
dear.
A performer tomorrow night called Pickle.
Oh, well, that could be fun. I know Mike's excited because he loves a good pickle.
I do like a pickle every now and then.
A gherkin, or do you like those ones that that come in the drum?
Oh dear. Oh.
Listen, I don't need to be bringing back any messy pickles to my house.
Oh no, you don't want no messy pickles to your house. No.
I don't want no messy pickles, and I don't want any pickles with lumps on them either.
Oh dear.
Those are called French tickle pickle.
And they are a little bit of a problem. See, Debbie, you get the boys on, and it's all down.
Well, I'm sorry. You're careful. I just knocked back, like, 3 fingers of bourbon, so.
I have my
cup of coffee here.
Only on the show.
This is good stuff. This is my favorite. The Wild Turkey American Honey. Oh.
Oh, I know another
person. You know who likes
that?
The crazy cat lady loves that wild honey.
Oh,
oh
no.
Really?
Do we even have
crazy
that clip anymore?
We should have that clip.
I know you guys haven't heard it. So any of the new listeners, you guys got to hear this clip. Okay, so what happened was, it was when we first started the show, and I lived on the street Debbie used to live on, and we had a neighbor called the crazy cat lady who had, like, I don't know, a whole bunch of cats. I'm not allowed to disclose the number. She gets angry. I'm also not allowed to disclose the fact that she's kind of got an arsenal. But, so, there was cats running around the street, and I was doing a radio show, and this is what happened. At the time, Madison was on, so you'll hear Madison, Frida. So, here's what happened. Take a listen.
Why is there a cat in my house? Oh, my God! What the hell? Where the f*** did it come from?
And this is why it's called unscripted radio.
Dude, I'm just sitting here trying to do a radio show and a f***ing cat just hauls ass through my house and it's like, meow! And it's like, well, and it's mine! And then it ran back towards the door! What the f***? Oh, I thought it was a raccoon at first!
I think it's not your cat.
I knew you were gay. I didn't realize that you were that. Can we take that clip? And play it over and over tomorrow.
Animal just runs through your house.
Oh, there's Madison's voice.
Sonia, it
just came out of nowhere. I don't have no cats and no dogs, no nothing in the house. There's no pet rocks, nothing. I'm just chilling here on the couch.
It was horrific. Like, I didn't know what it was. I was just sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden this animal came bursting through the door. And, like, it got halfway through the house. And then it, like, looked where it was, and, like, it did the cat, you know, I swear to God, it jumped up in the air, and, the, like, the paws were going before it was going. It's sliding on the hardwood floors, and its ass booked back to the door. I see the door open. The cat, like, jumped up over the door and, like, ran out. I was fit to be tied. I didn't know what the hell was going on. And what happened was Michael and Joe had set it up to scare the shit out of me during the show. Aren't they great folks?
I had my cat brought a rabbit in 2 years ago. Which
oh, no.
Dead. It brought a rabbit into the kitchen. And I'm like, oh, no, Doolittle. And I go over and I grab it and I get the rabbit out of his mouth. The rabbit's laying on the floor. I'm like, oh, now I got to take care of this dead rabbit. And I take the cat and I throw him in the upstairs bathroom and lock him in. And I come down to pick this dead rabbit off my kitchen floor and the fucker came back to life. And darted all around and started bouncing around the freaking house trying to get out. And I'm chasing this rabbit around the house. Oh. And that was a couple years ago. Now I actually have a rabbit.
I had
so
one for a week, but I don't want to talk about it.
My son owns a rabbit.
Well, this one is an American Sable. He's bigger than the cat that's here, so now they get along. Because he's got, I ain't taking your shit, cat.
Oh, I don't know what kind of rabbit my son's got, but it's, I really like it. And it's so gentle, and it's floppy-eared.
He's not floppy-eared. He's He's big. He looks just like that fur coat that I had when I came on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
He's that color. He's those colors.
And then,
you know, I had a rabbit. I had it last night for dinner.
Oh my gosh.
Like, they don't taste like chicken, at least not when they're alive.
I will never eat rabbit again.
I've never had it.
That was
Why won't you have rabbit? Please tell them the fabulous details you told me.
I should have known better. I usually will just stick to the basics, chicken, turkey, beef, you know. But every now and then I like to go out and just try something different. And one of the specials at this restaurant that I went to was rabbit stuffed ravioli with a cream sauce on top.
That sounds real good.
I'm like, okay, that sounds really good. I'll try it. Now, this smelled like, okay, there was a smell coming from the food when it came out. And I didn't know anything. I just assumed rabbit just... No, the waiter was really cute, actually. I just assume that's how rabbit's supposed to smell. I never had it before.
No, it's not. I used to cook at a place called Deutschmeister's, and I used to make Hasenpfeffer, and Hasenpfeffer is rabbit.
Okay, well, this rabbit smelled like it smelled like it had just came out of the cage.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm eating it, and it's chewy. It's really hard to cut with a knife. I was with Midget, friend of the show, Little Shan. She's like, oh, I want to try something. Like, here you go. Went in the mouth, came right back out. Like, she didn't even chew. She's like, I can't. Like, she just opened her mouth, it went in, and then fell back out.
She's so
like,
rude.
You know, it,
and you're in, like, a
like,
fancy
I mean,
restaurant, and she just, been, like, plopped it right back on her plate like nothing happened.
I
would have
done the same thing.
Yep. Oh, it was nasty.
I've had some strange things. I've had
nasty.
Elk. I've had caribou.
Moose is good.
Pheasant.
Where the hell have you been that you had all this shit? Like, what?
This guy used to work with me. He's passed on now, but he used to bring us in all these. He'd go on these game hunts, and he'd bring back. But he didn't waste anything. He'd bring back all this crazy meat, and he'd just bring it for lunch. And it was
No.
The pheasant
no.
wasn't bad. The pheasant wasn't bad. I never had that before.
Nope.
No, I'm not. I'm ready to go vegetarian. I feel so bad. Every time I go through the meat aisle at Wegmans or Walmart, I have a little tear. I just get sad for the food. And then sometimes it tastes so good in my mouth. I can't help it.
Oh, my God. I went to Costco's with Mark and Stacey.
I want to go.
And I'll tell you what, they had these frickin' steaks that had to have been a good 2 to 3 inches thick. And it was like, oh, my frickin' God.
I like a good 2 or 3 inch thick piece of meat.
Oh, my.
Well, again,
Patty Murphy, stop drinking.
I want to auction off Mike Jane. You're welcome to partake in the bidding.
I'm going to be the auctioneer.
He's going to give me grief about this.
Well, all you got to do is I'll find the right ones. You pick them out, and I'll go get their money. That's all.
Well, yeah, we got to rig it a little bit because I'm not trying to go home with some creepy old professor from FBI.
Oh, no. You don't have to go home with them. They're just going to get to go on a date with you. Yeah.
Oh.
Mike's known for that. Be careful.
Hold on a second. I'll be right back. Hold on.
There is definitely some video footage of the boy with the dragon tattoo and then his Chinese symbol for dragon tattoo and his shiny shimmery shirt that was one of a kind. But
he had a great body.
Only you, dude. Only you. Oh, God. Okay. So I think, you know, we got a few minutes left. So, guys, I'm tripping because, you know, I love The View. I love Rosie. You know, she's a great chick. We had Justin on, who I met through, you know, because watching The View. And him and I both love Rosie. And she's back on The View. And we haven't really talked about her a bunch. Like, I was so excited when she came back. And then they, like, changed the set, like, 10 times. I don't know even what the hell's going on. And she's so quiet on the show. And then when she does open her mouth, she just kind of gets shut down a little bit. And it makes me crazy Because I feel like they brought her back on the show for a reason. Because the woman brings up topics that incite passion in people, and it's a conversation people want to have. And now, like this year, it's like they just get into the conversation, boom, they're on the next thing. Start talking about something, boom, on the next thing. They never get to finish a conversation, and Rosie always gets cut off, and it makes me crazy. So the other day, they were talking about what's going on in the Michael Brown case, and that, you know, the grand jury's out for deliberation or whatever, and they're talking about the FBI's there, and this one and that one, and they're prepared for riots and whatnot. And Rosie was saying, right, Rosie, I think, was kind of trying to say, like, well, obviously, they know something's coming, so, you know, whatever. And Whoopi, I think, kind of took that the wrong way and got a little bit upset and was like, it's not about, you know, well, Rosie had also said, you know, black boys are becoming endangered, you know, in this country. Look at Trayvon Martin, the kid in Newark. And, you know, just that she's tired of hearing about these kids being shot when they're not even armed. Like, it's just something's wrong that people are being shot that aren't armed because they look a certain way. And so Whoopi was like, it's not about race. It's about everybody. Like, your kids are endangered. It's a country epidemic, which she's right. It is. But Rosie was trying to say what she thought was that the reason why they're doing it is because they have a feeling that the grand jury, there's going to be a gross injustice for this kid. And that not so much that people are going to be looting and, you know, have another riot, but that the grand jury is not going to have the correct response. You know, it's going to be a wrong thing. The dude's going to get off. And it's like, how does this happen in our country? Like, I feel like prosecutors just don't do a good enough job as part of the problem, because if, you know, like we talked about, I think a few weeks ago, Mike was on the show then with the Casey Anthony prosecutor there reading his book. It's like, dude screwed up from day one.
Yeah. You know, the thing of it is I think everybody wants to pass judgment immediately instead of looking at all the evidence and then making a decision. And too many children, whether they're black, white, Native American, Chinese, or whatever, too many children are being killed in today's society. And it, to me, it upsets me a little bit that it's always a race issue. And it should not be a race issue. It should be a kid issue. You know, when my daughter had a gun put to the back of her head and was shot and killed, she didn't make the front page. You know, and...
But was she shot by a cop?
No, she was not. And like I said, I'm not going to bring race into it.
Right.
But instead of it being a black or a white or whatever thing, it needs to be addressed as there's too many children in today's society that is being killed. And, you know, things have got to change and people have got to stop, you know, just making it a race issue. It needs to be a child issue, because it doesn't matter what color your skin is. When your child is taken away, I'll tell you, there's nothing worse on God's earth than that happening. And I get really angry when they try to bring, well, it was a black kid or it was a white kid or it was, you know, Spanish descent or a Native American kid that was killed. The color of their skin doesn't matter, because we all bleed the same color.
Right.
And
no,
it
I think that's right.
Change.
But
and you have one bad cop. And they're all bad, and that's not the case.
I don't think it's just one bad cop. I think each and every person on the panel right now could think of at least one bad cop that's not going to be the same bad cop that we're all thinking of, because, unfortunately, I feel like when you get a lot of power, and, you know, as a cop, you're supposed to serve and protect. And the thing that I always think they tend to forget is serve and protect.
Yes, but
and
they're also human beings, and I'm
right,
not sticking
up. You can't,
you know,
shoot an unarmed
right
kid six times and shoot him in the fucking head when he's unarmed. Like, what could he have possibly threatened you with? You're a cop. You've been trained for this shit. How do you shoot an unarmed kid six times in the fucking body? It's sickening. Like,
yes,
no, it's just not a question. Six times unarmed, you're done. It doesn't matter if it's a kid, black, white, Cuban, Asian, you're
that
done. You're not a cop anymore. You don't get to fuck up like that. No.
You know, and like I said, is we weren't there. We're only going by bits and pieces, and there's all different stories out there. One is saying this is what happened. There's another one that's saying this is what's happening. And this is what gets people all riled up is because there's always so many stories, and nobody stops to listen. And, you know, you convict somebody right away, and I thought those times were gone. It's, you know, you wait until you have everything put in front of you and go from there, and that's not what happens.
And I do agree with you to a certain extent. But if you're a cop and you shoot somebody that's unarmed, I just feel like you should be done. Like, that's it. Like, no. Like, if you, I can understand, like, I mean, it's not going to be just that black and white, excuse the expression, but, you know, like, if they could, I just don't understand, like, if you're trained to know these things, like, to see things, to pick up things, like, you, what imminent threat were you in that you needed to shoot somebody six times?
Yep.
Six times? Not once. Shoot him in the leg. But six times and once in the head? What?
Right.
What?
I'll tell you, I will tell you, the first five were not kill shots. I mean, because I've been following this story along. I followed the majority of the stories that pertain to young kids. And it was the last shot that was fired that actually killed him. And I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I just can't fathom because my daughter was shot and killed, and I just can't wrap my head around why would you have to shoot somebody that many times? I don't understand it, and I probably never will.
Well, and I think that was the same thing with, like, Trayvon Martin. How many times was he shot? The kid had Skittles and an iced tea.
Yep.
And like, just because you're wearing a hoodie?
He wasn't
a cop. Neighborhood police, look out. And again, like, I just, it really blows my mind when.
But the guy that shot Martin had a criminal past, he never should have had a freaking gun to begin with.
Right. And I do agree with you guys. It is an epidemic across the country about the shooting.
Yes, it is.
But there is a big problem, though, that I still see it, that if you're black and you could just look, you know, you're wearing a hoodie, so you look suspicious, you know, people pass judgment against you. And, you know, it's changed my perspective because, you know, we've done foster care and we've had black kids come through the house. And I have black friends, very close black friends. I you know, one of our friends of the show, Cherry Johnson, who you guys remember from Punky Brewster. Anybody remember her?
Yeah.
Family Matters. Okay. Her and her husband, she actually came on the show to talk about it. It was all over TMZ and everything. They were pulled over in, like, North Carolina, South Carolina, one of them.
They're real bad.
And, yeah, she was, like, pregnant, and they got pulled over for nothing. And,
yep.
You know, and the reason I think why it resonates so much for me is obviously because, you know, from looking at me, unless I'm standing the way that I stand or I open my mouth, you know, odds are you may not know that I'm gay. But the minute I open my mouth,
what?
You know. And so I can relate to having people judge you by the way you look or the way you stand. And
yep.
It's still very prevalent in this country. So I think it is harder when, you know, because I just heard a story. It was actually, I just read it on Facebook, where there was a waiter. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
Oh, yeah, I was
I just shared
too.
It, too. The waiter, basically, the person wrote on the receipt that, you know, he didn't enjoy dinner because of the faggot that was waiting on him. And the manager actually went and apologized to the customer for the employee being too gay.
Wow.
Oh, hell no.
And
yeah,
so
it was,
to me, like, obviously there's a very big difference between being shot and something like this, but it's still, like, to me it shows that we haven't come as far as we need to as a country. You know, and the fact that the manager felt the need to apologize.
I would have just told the people to get out of my restaurant, plain and simple.
You would think.
Because I will tell you what, I'd rather have a waiter than a waitress.
Well, okay, I guess it wouldn't be prejudice.
No, I'm not being
sexism.
Prejudice.
Why don't you want a waitress?
Because sometimes they're real bitchy, and the majority of the waiters, they're very proper, and they do the services better 95% of the time. You get one female that's a waitress, and she is having PMS, you know it.
I don't think that's
I tend to notice that I have better service when I have a waiter than when I have a waitress.
Yes.
See, and I'm just the polar opposite because I hate working for men. I typically get along with women better, but it could be because I have the same menstrual cycle as my partner in daycare. Like, I was, like, flipping out earlier last week. Like,
I heard you hop on that thing and ride it away, that menstrual cycle.
Yeah, it's horrible. Like, I'm all bitchy, and then she's like, oh, honey, you're getting your period. I'm like, why do you not tell me this sooner? And her ex used to say that we were twins because she always knew when her girlfriend was getting her period because I would get bitchy. Like, that's how she kept track. Like, Shannon and I are on the same cycle. It's ridiculous. So, I don't know, but girl, I'm telling you, once a month for 2 weeks, you got to look out. You know, I mean, it's half of the month. Like, I'm just like,
I'm so glad I don't go through that anymore.
Which, Fritz, you should know, because back in the day when I used to work at the bar, it was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You never knew who I was going to be that week.
Yeah, that's true. You were.
And it was
we just
hard
you
because.
Forgot to take your pills.
You, no shit. Well, people would get to this point, and, you know, it's, again, I feel like the same thing with, like, celebrity. You know, they, you portray who you are, and they expect you to be that person. Like, that's who you're supposed to be. And, like, I had this shtick that I did. And, you know, like, I was like, do that skit about the airplane. Do the skit about the airplane. Do this, do that. Like, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like that night that I wasn't, like, up on it, they'd be like, what's wrong with him? Why is he so bitchy? Blah, blah. I wasn't bitchy. Like, I was just quiet.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, that one about the airplane was funny, though.
Well, and it, you know, and it was great, and I love the fact that everybody, like, oh, you're so funny, and blah, blah, blah. But it's hard to live up to that. You know, eventually you start running out of shit to say, and it's like, I got nothing.
I don't know.
It gets tough. It's not easy to do.
Yeah.
But anyways, going back to the whole thing, I think it is definitely a crisis in this country, and it's just, it's something that we've got to get everybody's head out of their ass and stop killing people.
When you figure that out, maybe you can let us all know how it happens, because it really has come to the point where I'm so glad that I don't have any little kids anymore. But I worry about my children that are out and, you know, on their own. And, you know, and I just think, you know, I just hope that they make it the next day, because I've already lost one child. I don't want to lose another one.
Well, and that's going to make it a little even more scary. And I can't even imagine. It's scary enough being in this world. But that, you know, and Debbie, I'll tell you something, though, too. Not even just that, but I remember one night we were standing in front of the bar. And I don't know if you were there, if it was a Thursday night or whatever, but we were all dressed up. It was me and, I think, Nikki Gemstone. And these guys drove by, and they, like, threw food at us. Like, I had, like, a silk white shirt on, and I got pegged with pizza. You know, and it's just a lack of intolerance for people different than you. And you know what? Everybody's got a different God, different way of life. Like, we just have to be more accepting and accept the fact that people are different and just move on and get the fuck over ourselves. But kids,
yeah,
that's it. We're out of time. Make sure you're checking out My Uncensored Radio on the YouTube channel. Tomorrow, Friday-ish, there'll be a new Vlog up from me, and maybe Fritz will be there. And we will see you next week. Make sure you're clicking ads. You can listen to this episode on demand. Go to follow us on Twitter, My Uncensored TV. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jeffrey Emmett. And you can follow Mike at Mike J. Cummings. You can follow Debbie
at
Little TNT12. And, of course, at Frito-Lay. And we're out. We'll see you next week. Hit it, Debbie.
Have a good night, guys.
You too.
I feel kind of like Rosie, when she used to be like,
going to watch American Horror Story.